surrealism, and abstraction. It's Art Talk on KCRW. You would think surrealist imagery and geometric abstraction would be at the opposite ends of the art spectrum, something imagined versus something concrete. But one artist convincingly pursued both styles in paintings made over a half a century. And Helen Lundeberg's retrospective is showing in Orange County at the Laguna Art Museum. Hunter Drohioska-Philp is with us for this week's Art Talk to talk about it. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Helen Lundeberg is not a household name, but she certainly made her mark in the art world, right?
I think she's probably best known for a kind of surrealism that she developed very early on and how that did transition ultimately to abstract painting. But certainly her star is rising again, like a lot of artists from the 20th century in California. She may have gotten lost in the shuffle of recognition, but not now, not with this show at Laguna.
Describe, Hunter, some of the things that she did. I mean, what makes her surrealist work so impressive, so different, do you think?
Well, she was interested in the work of De Chirico, the surrealist who is known for incorporating aspects of Italian landscape painting in his own work, arches and sun-baked plazas and fallen statuary. And she created work she thought of as classical surrealism, which ultimately came to be known as post-surrealism. This is about 10, 15 years after the surrealists were making their mark in Europe. But she pursued that for a number of years and made it a very personal and autobiographical journey for herself.
Which is what a lot of artists do, obviously. This is a reflection of themselves. She went to art school in Pasadena here in Southern California. How influential was that, Hunter, in crafting her work?
Well, she met one of her teachers was Lorcher Feidelson, who was then and continued to be a great force in Southern California. He knew a lot about art history. He was a gifted draftsperson, and he was infatuated with her. She was very pretty, very intelligent. And first he was her mentor, and then they became lovers, and ultimately they became married. And they were a force together. I mean, together they developed theories about this post-surrealism. They wrote about it, and they both operated in this surrealist way, doing figurative imagery with architectural elements, cool, I would say, emotionally cool, as opposed to heated and overwrought.
I mentioned at the outset, Hunter, that her styles of work are at opposite ends of the spectrum, surrealism and abstraction. Is that unusual to go from one artistic extreme, do you think, to another?
Well, that is really what's interesting about this retrospective. You see how she took the elements that I talked about, the archways and the architectural elements in her surrealism, and how they translated into planes of geometric color. And one of the revelations in this show is the work from the 1950s. By this time, she and Feidelson have gotten married. A lot of the tumult in her life has died down. And there is one gallery full of these very beautiful kind of earth-toned abstractions, just plane on plane of alternating colors. But they aren't entirely abstract. What they are the views of an interior of a room, or sometimes a room with a view to the outside. And they're really, I think, among the best paintings she's done, and I was not familiar with them, so it's worth going to Laguna just to see those.
It's almost like being on the outside and then coming in and looking more, being more insular, I guess.
That's correct, and that's a great description of the kind of person Lundeberg was. She was a quiet, thoughtful, undemonstrative personality in many ways. And that comes through in the work. It's controlled, but it's also very thoughtful. And I think it's a high time she was given this retrospective.
All right. So, well, the retrospective is called Helen Lundeberg. It's on display through May 30th at the Laguna Art Museum in Orange County. Worth the trip, Hunter Drohioska-Philp, you say?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for this week's Art Talk. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.